Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Serpent Cast. I am Annabelle Gatt.
I am Sophie St. Thomas.
And we're so happy to be here with you today. Before we get started, I want to give a quick shout out to Shawn Engel and her new podcast, the Boss Mystic Podcast, which you can find on iTunes. It's a very cool podcast if you're an entrepreneur, if you're into witchy stuff, if you're into cool chicks, go check it out. We love Shawn Engel here at the Serpent Cast.
Yes, we do.
And I also want to remind everyone about our Patreon.
Give us money.
Yes, give us money, because that is how we can make sure that we sound amazing for you each and every week. It helps us get equipment for the studio. And right now, the equipment that we need actually is more carpets and pillows and padding.
Soundproofing. We need a sound.
Yes, to make the sound softer.
I'm sorry if it's hurting your ears.
Yeah, we're very... We're working on it.
We went through some...
It's been hard.
We're good, though.
But we love this podcast, yeah. So we're not going to stop doing the podcast. We'd rather give you a shitty-sounding podcast than not do the podcast.
Well, I think it's better to have good content and shitty sound than high-quality sound and shitty content.
I agree. But our goal is amazing content and amazing sound. Cool. And we want to give that to you. So please head over to patreon.com/theserpentcast and give us some money. It would really help us out.
Thanks, Mommy and Daddy.
So to begin, I would love to talk about that time of the month. And no, I don't mean the beginning of the month when your horoscope comes out.
Oh, yeah. You do say that time of the month often.
I do.
Talking about pussy blood.
But yes, so speaking of periods.
Periods.
Well, when I get my period, uh-huh. I prefer to free bleed.
All witches love to free bleed.
Yes. And sometimes people ask me, like, how do you do that? And it's like, well, I just don't do anything. I just don't do anything. But what I do is, you know, when I go to sleep, I lay a towel down.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I have red sheets, so I just let it flow.
Nice. Yeah. I just lay a towel down. I want to upgrade to a liberator sometime soon.
I have a liberator.
Do you like it?
It's great for squirting on during sex.
So for people at home, a liberator is a blanket that you can use during sex to make sure that fluids don't get...
The thing is that the reason... Okay, it looks beautiful. You know, I keep it on my bed. It's just a red plush sex blanket. And it really does... Like, I have fucked on some expensive-ass silk sheets and squirted all over this liberator. And the silk sheets were... untouched. Like, it really holds water, but the way it does that is because it's like a diaper. So it's not really good. It's not very it's you don't snuggle up with it like a blanket.
Yeah
It's like very, what's the word, I'm sorry, I just got back from Iceland and I'm very jet lagged, so if I sound out of it,
it's not like a replacement snuggie.
It's practical rather than, there is some expression that exists somewhere that would be perfect for me to say if my brain were working better.
I think I get what you mean. Basically, it's not like something you would wrap yourself in to watch, like a television show, because the material, it's...
I wouldn't, yeah. If I just wanted a comfy night when I'm free bleeding, I wouldn't want to sleep on top of that, because it's a little, like, scratch.
Is it crinkly?
Crinkly, precisely. Yeah. It's like you want to just throw it down and get, like, fucked on it and use it for that purpose.
I see. Yeah. Okay, so then maybe I don't want to upgrade to a liberator. I want one anyway.
Yeah. Yes.
But do you know what I really want from Liberator?
What do you really want from Liberator?
Their couch. So Liberator, if you're listening, if you would like to send Sophie St. Thomas and I one of those Liberator couches, we would be really into it.
I feel like there's like this black couch that I had. Or did I just dream that I have it?
Dream or reality, it's time for it to come back into your
life.
Yeah,
that belongs to me.
It belongs to you.
Made time for that.
I don't know if everyone could hear that little thump, but that was Sophie's cat.
He just jumped right over. Yeah.
It was very cute. Thank you for not pressing the keyboard and turning off this recording. But anyway, back to free bleeding. At night, I usually lay a towel down underneath me. During the day, I wear like thick clothing. I maybe wear a towel underneath me.
Old underwear. Period underwear.
Also, I don't know if I'm the only weirdo who knows this, but sometimes I can feel when I'm going to bleed a lot. Or I will start to kind of notice that I'm bleeding more. And I know that if I just squat, basically, over the toilet, a lot will come out. Huh. If I'm sitting in that, like, position, like, focusing on, like, moving the blood out, it will come out.
This is all new to me.
Maybe I'm making this up, and I just, in my head, I think it's really happening, and maybe it's not. But I feel like I'm able to get a lot out of me at once.
You probably are. I mean, I, you know, just stopped taking birth control after being on it for, like, a decade, and all of a sudden I'm having the heaviest periods. Not to mention, like, horrible, kind of suicidal PMS, so I'm kind of scared. Like, should I get back on birth control? Should I see my natural ways? Should I wait a little bit longer? Should I ask a doctor?
I think you should definitely ask a doctor.
Yeah, I need to go to Planned Parenthood. Shout out.
I don't think you need to go back on birth control, but I'm sure that there's something that you could do that could be helpful for both your cramps and wellness in general. And maybe that will be birth control, maybe not.
I just mean that I have, like, when I was on birth control, I had super light periods.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm having, like,
heavy-duty flows.
Yeah.
They're out there. And, you know, unfortunately, I can't walk around all day free bleeding. I wish I could, but sometimes I have to go meet people, and, you know, there is a part of me that just wants to go free bleeding, but I know that not everyone is on that level yet.
Unfortunately.
So yeah. Out of respect to them, very often I'll wear a cloth pad,
mm-hmm.
which I can then just pop in the laundry.
I have a few of those from Etsy.
You know, the thing about cloth pads is that they'll fill with blood, and sometimes it can be really uncomfortable to wear all day long when you're not in the house and can't just throw it off.
Yes.
So I love to free bleed at home. If I'm, like, close to home and it's not that big of a deal, I love wearing a cloth pad.
Plus.
But.
Oh, no, I'm interrupting you. I interrupt you.
That's okay.
Well, just magic.
Yes, of course, for magical purposes, too. You know, blood is a very magical thing. So if I can't free bleed, if I'm not wearing the pad, I do like to wear regular pads, but I've been looking for an organic cotton pad. And I bought a brand recently, and I was like, what is this? It was the stiffest thing I had ever worn in my underwear. It was...
What colors? Describe it to me. I want a visual.
I feel bad saying what the brand is, but it's a brand, and it's an organic cotton pad, and I put it on, and it was like walking around with a piece of cardboard in my underwear. So you know how, like, all these, like, pad commercials are like, oh my god, they're so flexible.
Uh-huh.
I remember being a young teenager being like, who the fuck cares if of course they're flexible, like, why wouldn't they be flexible, like, they're made out of made out of cotton, of course they're flexible.
I don't remember them now, ever being flexible. They always felt like a diaper to me.
Okay, this was beyond a diaper. This was like a small brick in your underwear, okay? There was no flexibility, so I was really turned off by, like, these organic fucking pads. Like, what are they thinking? But then I found a new organic cotton pad company called Lily Pads, and I'm very, very happy with the Lily Pads. They do not feel like a brick whatsoever. They're extremely comfortable, very flexible. So now my period routine is mostly free bleeding, sometimes the cloth. And I love these Lily Pads.
And they can handle a heavy flow.
And they can handle a heavy flow. Yeah. I tried out the regular and the overnight pads, and I loved both of them. They totally handled all of my flow. So anyone at home who's looking for organic cotton, check out Lily Pads. Sophie, what's your period setup?
Honestly, when I was on hormonal birth control, my periods were so light that I, like, didn't need to use... Oh, I would use those Thinx underwear.
Mm.
I would just think the underwear that comes with the lining. I would... But I had such light periods that it hardly... Like, I probably could have worn just a pair of, like, black cotton panties, and there might have been a little bit of blood, but it would have been fine. But I'm still figuring out my... I don't know. I'm exploring with the cup idea. Have you tried the cups?
I have, and... They never really felt like they were sitting comfortably inside of me.
You know what I want to do?
What?
I want to be able to take the days off,
mm-hmm.
eat ice cream sprinkled with Klonopin, and just lie on my couch and free bleed.
Yeah, that's the dream.
But we have to work.
Yeah, we have to work.
So, I'm still fit, so...
I also just want everyone at home to know that we are in a home studio right now, and we were sitting cross-legged.
And now, you look like you're about to take a shit.
But my hips really hurt in that position sometimes, so right now I'm squatting.
Like a squatty potty.
Yeah,
Have you ever used one of those?
I haven't, but I really want one because I really believe in colon health.
I was about to say, I know you want a fucking squatty potty, Annabelle Gash.
Of course I do. It's so on brand for me. Squatty potty, can you send me one, please? I would really like one. Right now, you know, feet flat on the ground, just crouching over.
Head in the sky. It's okay.
Yeah,
I mean, nothing's wrong.
But yeah, it's important to move in
I'm
different.
I'm squatting. Now I'm going to squatty potty position too.
This is much more comfortable.
Okay.
Please support us on Patreon so we don't have to squat on the floor while we record this podcast.
Or if we
podcast.
Do, we'll record live from our squatty potties if for like really high select tiers, you know, you're gonna give us like that's like $1,000 or above, but yeah.
All right, we have something else we want to talk about today, which is the Sweet Vibrations vibrators. We have two of them. Well, I have one. Sophie has one that we've tested out for you all. I have the Girl's Best Friend. What do you have, Sophie?
I have the Perfect Match, which is a G-spot or one of those rabbit-shaped vibrators.
Fantastic. So I have the Girl's Best Friend, and I have to tell you that opening this box, it already won me over.
How so? What's it look like? What's it do?
Okay, it has nothing to do with what it does or what it looks like, but the fact that they included a charger that actually goes into the fucking wall.
No.
Thank you.
It's not just a USB cord, and you have to unplug your fucking iPhone, and you have
Yes. Thank you so much, Sweet Vibrations. You are now my favorite brand. Already, just out the box, without even trying it, because
you're right.
Give you a thing that you can put into the wall instead of you having, like you said, to unplug your cell phone, charger, and then put it in that little nub.
Fucking white fucking square. Thank you. Yeah. Yes, you win on that alone. That is like the niche that everyone else has forgotten and sweet. Yeah, thank you.
So thank you for including a charger. That is fucking fab. All right, so the Girl's Best Friend is really the girl's best friend. It is an oral sex stimulator. It vibrates, but it also does this, like...
Is this the one that makes me squirt?
I think it is the one that makes you squirt.
Clit sexy?
A lot of people call it the sucking kind of feeling, but to me it's almost more of this puffing sort of feeling. But whatever it is, it feels really, really good.
I like puffing.
Yeah, it's
like a little magical dragon just like puffing on your clit. Okay.
I don't know if it's sucking or puffing or what it's doing.
Puffing. If you feel like it's puffing, it's fucking puffing. Now I'm gonna, sorry as I adjust to, from the squatty potty position to a awkward little.
You're doing like a little side. It's like if you're mounting a horse, but like how a princess would, where they have like both their legs on one side.
I mounted a horse in Iceland.
Oh, wonderful!
Yeah, I hadn't ridden a horse in like a decade. It was cool. Anyways, keep going.
So yes, the oral sex stimulator. Does it feel like oral sex? I don't know, because you know what? I have to be honest with you.
We don't like oral sex.
We don't really like oral sex. But what I do like is this vibrator. So if this is what oral sex is like, I love it. Love it.
Should we clarify that statement at all or just roll with it?
Yeah, let's clarify that statement. Why don't we like oral sex?
Well, I'm going to get... I had a sexual assault that involved... Oh, man. Annabelle just did a transition too far. I was about to break into a rape story. But, you know, we're really good friends. I have some sexual trauma that prevents me from enjoying oral sex, but also... It's just not the way that makes me come the best.
Yeah, it doesn't, for me neither.
Yeah.
It's, I enjoy oral sex because I enjoy being close to my partner.
And they want to do it so badly.
And
they want to be so good at it.
Yeah, like I enjoy the closeness with my partner, which is why I like it. But I just know, for me, it's never going to bring me to an orgasm having oral sex. It's just not. Mm-hmm. It's just... To me, it's kind of like getting a foot massage. Like, yeah, you can keep doing it for an hour. It feels great.
Oh, my God. Sometimes a foot massage for an hour.
That's true. It's going to be easier for me to get an orgasm from any kind of massage other than someone going down on me with their tongue.
I had the best leg massage the other day.
Amazing. So did I, but with the Girl Best Friend vibrator. Oh. So.
But by leg massage, you mean clit puffing.
Yeah, clit puffing.
Okay,
so
I was talking about actual leg massage. But
it's an oral sex stimulator, but I can tell you as someone who doesn't really care for oral sex, this is a million times better and makes me come extremely easily. I absolutely love this toy. I thought it was great. It has a bunch of different settings, but I have to tell you all, I don't care about settings.
I fuck all these settings.
Yeah, all these sex toys can stop making
just
all these
give
settings.
Give me the steady, strong vibration.
Yeah, just steady, strong, A variety of intensities, mm-hmm. but I do not need patterns.
I don't think a single person with a vagina in the entire world uses the patterns.
Am I wrong? Nobody uses patterns, but they keep making them. And I feel like it's just because they don't want to be left out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to debunk this.
Sorry, listeners, my second cat, Mama Cat, is now walking on our recording device. Okay, cat passage complete.
So, listeners, if you like all those various settings, can you please tweet at us at the Serpent Cast or find us on Instagram at the Serpent Cast and let us know if you like these settings, because I'm very convinced no one likes these settings.
And you have to go through, you have to press it like 8 times if you like go, you know what I mean?
You're medium fat. So, but girl's best friend, oral sex stimulator, you know, keep it on puff, keep it high, keep it strong.
Puff the magic.
It's
going to
get you there.
Dragon.
And Sophie, you have the perfect match, which is flexible fun.
Okay, we have their website up, and I didn't even know that Flexible Fun was, like, my cat. Hi, Mama Cat. I didn't know that Flexible Fun was something they advertised as. It's a G-spot. No, it's a rabbit vibrator, you know. So it looks like a rabbit, as in you slip part inside of you, and it massages your G-spot as it massages your external clitoris. Listeners may not know, but there is new research that actually suggests that the G-spot is the clit. It's all the fucking clit. Like, the word button, but I feel like, you know, I remember being in, like, ninth grade, and it's like, the clit is like the little button at the top. But but it's more than the button. So, if you haven't heard, it looks like a horseshoe, basically, the clitoris. And there's, like, the point, the little nub. That's the thing. It's, like, the button or the nub. But it's more than that. That's just the external part. It has these legs that wrap up around your pussy. And some people think, researchers, science, there's not a lot of money that goes into researching female orgasms, unfortunately. Long story short, it touches all the parts of your clit by being a rabbit vibrator. That is the most long-winded explanation. And the rabbit is a classic. I know you're a fan of the original rabbit vibrator.
I love the original rabbit.
But the pearls that twirl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
But this one, what I liked about it the best is it really is flexible. Like,
oh, cool.
It's like, you know how sometimes, like, you're trying to put, like, a dildo or, like, a vibrating thing inside, and it's, like, just crazy hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's like hard. It's like not like flesh hard, but it's like
it's difficult.
It's well, I don't mean hard isn't difficult, but I mean it's just like I'm putting a rod inside of me.
Okay, I see what you mean.
You see what I mean? This like bends with your skin. I think sometimes my biggest struggle, my struggle with the cheese, with the rabbit vibrators, has been that, you know, all anatomy is different, and, like, finding the right placement of, like, internal stimulation versus external stimulation, but this one really is flexible and fun and sort of bends with your body, so that was cool.
Awesome.
I liked it. It got me off.
Yeah. Sweet Vibrations is awesome. Definitely check it out. And before we get off, before we say goodbye for today, we do want to talk a little bit about tattoos.
Do you have any, Annabelle?
I don't have a single tattoo on my body.
Why not, may I ask?
Well, I instinctually knew as a young person that any tattoo I would get would be dumb and that I would regret it.
That's like part of tattoos.
I know, but yeah. I have a Capricorn rising. It just, in high school, was watching people get tattooed, and I was like, oh, like, I know they love that now, but they're going to hate it later. And I know that I myself am also dumb enough to get a tattoo I will hate later. So I was kind of just like, no, I'm not going to get one because, like, you know, everyone's just getting, like, shitty tattoos. Like, when I'm older and I'm really rich, I am going to get some, like, you know, like, really expensive tattoos and, like, well sought after tattoo artist or something. That was, like, my fantasy about the future when I was, like, you know, 14, 15 years old. I was like, one day when I'm a movie star, or whatever I thought back then, you know, like, I'm gonna have, like, my own private jet and my own private tattoo artist. So that hasn't happened, Therefore, I have not. I don't have any tattoos yet. I'm joking. It's not because I'm not rich. It's just it's never happened. It's never happened, and it kind of got to like this tipping point of where I realized I was the only person I knew who didn't have tattoos. Mm-hmm. And when I realized that, which was pretty young, like when I was like 18, even I was like, I'm the only one who doesn't have tattoos. Like I'm gonna roll with this.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what happened. How about you? How many tattoos do you have?
I have 12.
Amazing.
And I think I'm just gonna keep on getting them.
So are tattoos like children? Like you can't play favorites or you can play favorites?
I mean, I can only speak for myself, but I sort of in all areas of life, but tattoo demonstrates it sometimes. Like I will just like say yes and like do something, whether it's like a vacation or a work opportunity or a tattoo, just kind of
Venus
for, like,
and Sagittarius.
Just for like the fucking experience, honestly. So some of my tattoos, like I have this tattoo of a rose. It's cool. I like rose is the flower. You know, rose is a symbol that comes up a lot in the tarot. I like that it's on the death card as a Scorpio, and now I have a Scorpio tattoo. Do all Scorpios have Scorpio tattoos?
Yes. In order to be a Scorpio, you actually have to have a Scorpio tattoo.
I swear, like, that's the only sign that I see with tattoos, and every fucking Scorpio I know has a tattoo announcing their Scorpio-ness in some way or another.
Well, you Scorpios are paint sluts, so I mean, when it comes... tattoos,
that's the thing. Yeah. That's part of it for me, you know? Yeah. Like, I am submissive and enjoy pain and really enjoy being tattooed, but what I was trying to say about this rose tattoo, and I actually got it with Serpent Slut Casey, who got one too. Like, it's a Friday the 13th tattoo, and if you don't know, on Friday the 13th, it's a tradition for many tattoo studios just to put up, like, a flash of, like, these 13 tattoos that we just, like, drew with a fucking Sharpie today. If you come in, you can get them for $13. Like, this rose tattoo was just literally me getting a text from, like, another Scorpio on Friday the 13th being like, should we get tattoos? And me being like, sure. And then being like, the rose one's cute. And then later I'm like, the inside, like, kind of looks like a dick. Did, like, the dude put, like, a penis on my arm on purpose?
Let me see.
See that little chode inside my rose?
Oh. I think it also kind of looks like a vulva as well.
I just mean that
it's a little sexual.
So look, this rose tattoo, not a lot of meaning to it. It actually, other than that, it was like a let's go do something spontaneous. But then, for instance, like my goddess tattoo, which covers like my entire right thigh, was done by an artist who I've worked with before and was a very thought out and calculated decision made right after I went through a really difficult time, including a sexual assault from a very violent and dangerous person. And I felt very disempowered, and I wanted strong, dark, powerful, like demon slaying goddess energy on my body. And so obviously there's all my 12 tattoos I have different relationships with, and I'm 30. I got my first tattoo around 18, and it was, like, when I was 18, I was this, you know, confused girl who was brought by her parents from the Caribbean, where the main music you hear is reggae, to the South, where the main music you hear is country music, and somehow this ended up me being, as I've referenced many times, a fish head for a while. And so, I don't know, this is how I found my, like, meeting of two worlds that I could understand. I was like, okay, there's weed and dancing, and, like, these people seem more accepting than, like, the racist country. Anyways, so long story short, I have a peace sign tattoo on my ass. Like, now, having experienced some pains of life, while it's a lovely...
Can I take a picture of the peace sign on your butt to use as an episode image?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I only have two tattoos done with color.
Okay.
One of them is the peace sign tattoo, and one of them is the David... I have two David Bowie tattoos, and one of them is... I was just joking with this on people on Twitter, because there's like a whole community of us who went and got that Aladdin Sane lightning bolt, which is an orange lightning bolt with little blue on it. You just think, like, you go in and you're like, oh, I like David Bowie, that's David Bowie's symbol. What you don't realize is that it looks exactly like the fucking Gatorade tattoo.
Gatorade logo,
yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, like, I've literally, was walking down this street. I remember walking down Houston Street when I used to work for MTV in their lower, and, like, my hair was up and the Gatorade / David Bowie tattoo was showing. And literally, middle school boys start doing the Gatorade chant at me from, like, Waterboy. Like, so, yeah. So,
how did they know that chant from Waterboy? They gotta be too young for that.
I have wondered that question, but they are,
yeah,
really,
I guess they... Adam Sandler, all ages.
I think it's, like,
like, that came out, like, 1999.
I swear they did it, though. And, you know, it's funny that used to, like, keep me up at night. Uh-huh. But again, one of the nice things about getting older and, like, going through lots of trauma and life experiences is now that I know that there are far worse things than having than having people think that you have the Gatorade logo on your back. So it's complicated, and I've often wondered, like, should I, like, cover this, like, colorful peace sign tattoo that I don't really relate to anymore? And this is just me. I actually enjoy the roadmap that mm-hmm. my tattoos show of, like, all the different aspects of me, and I'm, like, okay with a fucked up rose or a Gatorade symbol. I forget your original question, but that's my... So to answer your question, for me, yes, some are deeply, deeply personal, while others are just me being a total, like...
Just having fun.
Just having life. Fun, or even being, like kind of an idiot and not thinking about the future. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we do have something very cool today. Iris, which is spelled IRISEYRIS, Iris, sent us this awesome new thing that they made, which is called Spell Tats, as in spell tattoos. It's 20 magical tattoos. Each tattoo is a spell. They're temporary tattoos for manifestation and healing. And Sophie, you and I are going to put one of these on today, and then in a future episode, we will get back to everyone and let them know how they work.
Which one do you want?
Well, there's a whole bunch here. We'll read them out for everyone. So in this, they're all temporary tattoos, and in this kit we have happiness, grounding, confidence, intuition, move through blocks, determination, abundance, cleanse, illumination, community, partnership, success, energy, emotional strength, release, peace, heart-to-heart connection, protection, balance, and self-love. I think I'm going to do a few of these in a series. I think I'm probably going to start with energy and then move through blocks, because I feel like it will pile up. You know, I'm going to start with energy, then I'm going to move through blocks, and then I want illumination, and then I want emotional strength, and then I want peace. Oh my God, I want all of them. I'm just going to put all of them on my body.
Put all of them on your body.
What are you going to do?
Well, right now, just to be blunt, like, I could really use a little extra cash flow, so I'm gonna put the fucking money sign on me.
Where are you gonna put it on your body?
I think I'm gonna put it on my hands, because I'm a writer and I type with my fingers.
I'm gonna put all of mine on my butt to surprise my boyfriend.
That's awesome. I have thought about, like, you know, I haven't even read this booklet yet, to be honest, but, like, I assume the idea is, you know, all those, you've obviously know, I think you've shown me those photos of, like, how water is altered based on what music is playing or what it's exposed to.
Yes.
You know, so, for instance, like, a lot of my tattoos are pretty goth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have so many skulls and, like, snakes and death symbols, and that is a huge part of me. Like, I tend to, I'm into the dark side, but I've wondered, like, if I should, I have, and there's so many more tattoos I want to get that are, like, more skeletons and shit, and I'm like, should I stop putting, like, images of death in my body and put something smiley because I wonder about the impact of having an image on your body, considering how much we are made of water.
I think that's an interesting question. Death is a part of life, and it's not inherently
bad.
It's not inherently bad. Well, I think it's natural.
It's transformation. Especially it's transformation. From the,
death is natural.
Yeah.
It's not like you're tattooing images of violence on your body. Then I would say, like, whoa, if you already got, like, you know, three very violent tattoos, like, yeah, maybe don't do that anymore.
Have
but
any violent tattoos.
Exactly. Death is not in itself evil or bad or violent or anything. So I think it's totally fine to keep having skeletons because it's a part of life.
Mm-hmm.
What I do tell people is that, you know, I'm not a doctor. I don't really understand how the subconscious mind works, but separate from tattooing, if you're listening to music all the time that has really depressing lyrics, my personal opinion, based on what I understand about hypnosis and trance states, is that your subconscious mind does hear it, and it does become part of your reality because you're just kind of taking in all that information.
Yeah.
So if you find yourself in a bad mood a lot and you've been listening to, like, you know, really, like, brutal music recently,
totally,
switch it up and listen to some chanting, listen to some happy pop, and see if your disposition changes over the course of a few days. And I think the same can be said for, like, our style and for the way that we decorate our homes. But I also think we have to be, like, gentle with ourselves, not judge ourselves too much, because things, life is hard. And just like sometimes depressing music can leave you feeling depressed, sometimes depressing music is exactly what you need to get over a heartbreak.
Well, it can make you feel less alone.
Exactly.
You can hear lyrics and be like, oh, I'm not the only one who feels like this.
Yeah.
And I know when I've gone through some really hard times, I'll notice, like, my musical, like, the stages of my music. Like, it starts, like, really, really sad, and I'll, like, go through, like, the mourning, sad part, and then I'll, like, go to, like, my angry, like, really just, like, angry, like, metal music and get really into that.
But what you're describing is something that everyone needs to realize, which is that you're having a progression and you're having changes, and that's what's important, is to move through things.
Through things, but, like, or you know I want to be secretive about it, but, like, a releasing ritual. And before that, it was like, I want to listen to the angriest music just to, like, purge my anger.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I was done, I put on that beautiful, happy playlist I made.
Yeah.
Which for me is, like, Sigur Rós and David Bowie and just music that makes me feel, like, really happy to be alive. And then so, yeah, in the grief process, when I'm, like, ready to let go and be happy, I totally...
You just got to keep it moving and keep it balanced, and it sounds like that's what you do.
Yes.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's little review episode, and we love you all so much. Thank you for all of your reviews and your ratings on iTunes.
Yeah.
We're going to be back next week with some really cool interviews that we're really excited about. We have some awesome guests line up. We're so excited for everything that's new coming on the way for the show. If you'd like to follow Sophie St. Thomas, you can do so at...
The Bowie Cat, and I have two David Bowie tattoos, but not one cat tattoo, so I need a fucking cat tattoo.
You do. You need a cat tattoo.
Should I put a cat? Never mind.
Yeah, you should.
Sophia's tattoo cover-up questions.
And also, Sophie, you're on another podcast now.
I am on another podcast.
How can people listen to it? What's it called?
So I am now officially a co-host of... The Apococast.
What's the Apococast?
Apococast. I am now officially a co-host of the Apococast, and you can tune in for, like, I think this might be changing, but right now you can hear us as an official radio show at 2 p.m. on Radio Free Brooklyn, or follow me on the Bowie Cat, and I'll tweet it out. It's a satirical political show. So it's actually, for those who are used to my work, might be a little different. It's not about witchcraft, and it's not about sex. We basically talk apocalypse and politics and just have a lot of fun. And it means a lot to me because I get to do it with some of my really good friends who do political reporting that I just respect the fuck out of. And people might not know this, but I minored in political science and wanted to be a political reporter for a long time. Instead, I became a sex reporter, but it's cool to get to talk politics again and just have fun. But it's a joke. It's a funny one. It's not. Please do not take it seriously if you listen. But we write an original song each episode, so you can hear me sing.
Oh, wow!
And we do things like we recreated the now. I'm sorry that Cynthia Nixon, but I played Cynthia Nixon in the governor debates, and that was fun. So yeah, find me.
Yeah, I also have another podcast, Annabelle Gatt's Astrology Show.
Oh, I thought you had a fucking third one. I was like, Jesus Christ, woman, when do you sleep?
And there is a new podcast coming out called Pop Cult with Sarah Lyons.
Ooh, I love Sarah Lyons.
And I am going to be on, I believe, the third episode of that podcast. And then Ashley of Temple Healing Arts just started the Cosmic Soup Bowl. And I'm going to be in I'm going to be on the second episode of that podcast talking about the value of astrology, as in literally the monetary value of astrology and like, you know, paying and like fees and cash and just how the business of astrology and all that stuff. So you and I are very busy.
We are. We're very fabulous, very wanted, very under demand.
Yeah. All right, everyone. We love you. Oh, and you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Annabelle Gatt on Instagram.
Yeah, follow me.
And at @AnnabelleGatt_on Twitter.
I just want to say, I posted today a photo with me smoking a spliff while operating a fox saw, and it got under 100 likes, and I'm very disappointed in all of you. I really thought, like, this was...
I didn't see that on my feed.
Well,
you're operating one of those dildo machines?
Yes, while smoking a spliff, and, like, no one liked it.
Maybe Instagram is hiding it.
I did write fox saw in the caption.
Oh, I did like it.
You did like it.
But I didn't realize that's what it was.
Well, I wanted to...
I thought it was a marijuana thing.
I mean, it is, but it's also a fuck saw thing.
I thought it was like a bong.
No, there's a split. Oh, no. Split okay. In my mouth, fuck saw in the hand.
I don't know why I don't know. Okay, everyone, we love you.
I'm sorry, I interrupted Annabelle Gatt. I interrupted her too much.
No, you don't. It's okay.
Don't die.
Okay, we're just not even doing anything now. Okay, we'll see y'all next week. We'll be back next week with some amazing interviews. All right, we love you all. Bye.